Blog Talk Radio.
You shall call his name Jesus. For it is he who will save his people from their sins.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And good morning.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. I am Donald Hartley, known as the Catholic Defender. And let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem, in the piercing cold. In that hour, I beseech you, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, my healing, my wife Gigi's healing. And we pray for America. We pray for all those. We pray for our military, our public servants, our police officers. We pray for strengthening of our families, for our Holy Catholic Church, for Pope Francis, and all the bishops and deans of heaven, and all our priests. We pray for your Holy Catholic Church. It is your church, Lord. To the merit of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Eternal Father, in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, for the sake of the poor soul during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death, I give you my all. Through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may set free whatever soul she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase in your mercy. Today is November 16th, 2022, and it's the feast of Saint Margaret of Scotland. So I will be coming back to give an account of her story. Almighty God, Father of goodness and love, have mercy on the poor suffering soul and grant your aid. To my dear parents and ancestors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my brothers and sisters and other near relatives, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my benefactors, spiritual and temporal, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my former friends and cousins, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all for whom love or duty bids me pray, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who have suffered disadvantage or harm, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who have offended me, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all those who are especially beloved by Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose relief is at hand, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who desire most to be united, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who endure the greatest suffering, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose release is most remote, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are least remembered, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are most deserving on account of their services to the church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the rich, who now are the most destitute, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the mighty, who now are as lowly servants. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the blind, who now see their folly. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the frivolous, who spent their time in idleness. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the poor who did not seek the treasures of heaven. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the tepid, who devoted little time to prayer. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the indolent, who were negligent in performing good work. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those of little faith who neglected the frequent reception of the sacrament. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the habitual sinners who owe their salvation to a miracle of grace. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. The parents who fail to watch over their children. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To superiors who are not in the care for the salvation of those entrusted. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the souls of those who strove for hardly anything but riches and pleasure. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the worldly minded who failed to use their wealth and talents in service of God. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who witnessed the death of others, but would not think of their own. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus. To those who did not provide for the great journey beyond and the days of tribulation. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose judgment is so severe because of the great things entrusted to them. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the popes, rulers, kings, and princes. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the bishops and their counselors. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my teachers and spiritual advisors. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the deceased priests of this diocese. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all the priests and religious of the whole Catholic Church. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the defenders of the holy faith. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died on the battlefield. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are buried in the sea. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died of stroke or heart attack. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died without the last rites of the church. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who shall die within the next 24 hours. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my own poor soul, when I shall have to appear before your judgment seat. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. O Lord, grant eternal rest to all the souls of the faithful departed, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petition, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And Donna Corey Gibson, Catholic artist and singer, singing the words of St. Gertrude. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere and for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And now, Catholic artist Donna Corey Gibson puts those as this prayer into her song. Donna Corey Gibson.
Purgatory.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And today, again, is the Feast of St. Margaret of Scotland. St. Margaret of Scotland was a truly liberated woman in the sense that she was free to be herself. For her, that meant freedom to love God and serve others. Not Scottish by birth, Margaret was the daughter of Princess Agatha of Hungary and the Anglo-Saxon Prince Edward Atheling. She spent much of her youth in the court of her great uncle, the English king, Edward the Confessor. Her family fled from William the Conqueror and was shipwrecked off the coast of Scotland. King Malcolm befriended them and was captivated by the beautiful, gracious Margaret. They were married at the castle of Dunfermline in 1070. Malcolm was good-hearted, but was rough and uncultured, as was his country. Kind of almost like the story of Beauty and the Beast here. Because of Malcolm's love for Margaret, she was able to soften his temper, polish his manners, and help him become a virtuous king. He left all domestic affairs to her and often consulted her in state matters. Margaret tried to improve her adopted country by promoting the arts and education. For religious reform, she encouraged synods and was present for the discussions which tried to correct religious abuses common among priests and lay people, such as simony and usurer and incestuous marriages. With her husband, she founded several churches. Margaret was not only a queen, but a mother. She and Malcolm had 6 sons and 2 daughters. Margaret personally supervised their religious instruction and other studies. Although she was very much caught up in the affairs of the household and country, she remained detached from the world. Her private life was austere. She had certain times for prayer and reading scripture. She ate sparingly and slept little in order to have time for devotions. She and Malcolm kept 2 Lents, one before Easter and one before Christmas. During these times, she always rose at midnight for Mass. On the way home, she would wash the feet of 6 poor persons and gave them alms. She was always surrounded by beggars in public and never refused them. It is recorded that she never sat down to eat without first feeding 9 orphans and 24 adults. In 1093, King William Rufus made a surprise attack on the Alnwick Castle. King Malcolm and his oldest son Edward were killed. Margaret, already on her deathbed, died 4 days after her husband. St. Margaret of Scotland, whom we honor as our patron, was canonized for her concern with and ministry to the poor, the orphaned, the widow, and the sick. Margaret founded churches, monasteries, and pilgrimage hostels, and established the royal mausoleum at Dunfermline Abbey with monks from Canterbury. She was especially fond of Scottish saints and instigated the Queen's Ferry over the Forth, so that pilgrims could more easily reach the shrine of St. Andrew. The best-known miracle associated with St. Margaret was the preservation of her gospel book, which had fallen into a river. And her shrine at Dunfermline was the scene of several miracles of healing. Abigail eventually became known for miracles she performed involving bees, such as rousing bees out of their hives and using them to chase away evil. Wow. Some legends even attested that the bees transformed into soldiers as they chased away evil. St. Abigail is also said to have saved her town from the plague. In 1250, Pope Innocent IV canonized her. What a story. What a story. She was a queen. And she did so much. She didn't live in luxury as you think of a queen like such. But she gave herself to the less fortunate. And think about how she took care of her husband and her sons and children and ensured their Catholic upbringing. That is a great model for parents today. So may we imitate the lives of these great saints, that in heaven they are at the throne of God, and they.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
At the throne of God, they intercede and pray for us. Wow. And the church triumphant, praying for the church militant, and we too pray for the church suffering.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
And all that we do for the Lord never is for nothing.
Over the love that you lost.
And that was Catholic singer Margaret Becker. It's Never for Nothing. But God bless you all. And pray the rosary. Pray the rosary and dedicate the rosary for your families, for our country, and for the poor souls in purgatory. And may God go with you. Go with God. God bless you. Good day.